Elena felt a rush of panic that could be the only culprit, she thought, for why she was even thinking about hopping on the back of a bike with Sebastian Stone. It was the only logical explanation for why she wasn't in the process of telling him to take a hike, like she probably should have been doing. Then, there was the matter that perhaps she was a little afraid of what she might find once she got to Dallas's. She burst through the front door to find Royce had made himself at home with an opened bottle of wine he had already poured into two stemmed glasses. He rose from her upholstered sofa and held one glass out to her as she walked over to him. Royce, she looked down at the glass, took it from him, and looked back up to catch his eyes. You're going to have to go. She watched as confusion washed over his face. His brows lifted in momentary surprise as his neck jerked his head back the slightest bit. Then, his eyebrows furrowed with irritation, and his nostrils flared as he leaned to set his glass on the coffee table opposite the sofa they were standing between. "Is this about the guy outside?" he asked. His chest swelled with bravado. But he didn't have the bulk to get the effect he was probably going for. Not like, say, Sebastian. Not exactly, she answered, turning to gather his coat and the contents he had emptied from his pockets. What does that even mean? Are you seeing this guy? Who is he? He took his coat from her hands that she held out to him. She thought for a moment before seeing anything she might regret. Her first inclination was to fire off something to the effect of her love life, or any other part of her life, for that matter, being none of his damn business. So what if she was seeing Sebastian? No one controlled her life but her. That thought, of course, was ironic, as her brother certainly had a way of redirecting her course, as he was doing now. When the thought of her actually dating Sebastian or having anything romantic with him crossed her mind, though, she realized that spouting off now and risking burning a bridge with Royce might be a bad idea in the heat of a frantically shitty scenario. She placed her hands on his shoulders and squeezed. Look, I know the timing sucks, but it's not about you, and it's not even really about Sebastian. The angry glint in Royce's eye did not escape her notice when she said Sebastian's name. It's about one of my employees, and it's something that can't wait. That was all the explanation he was going to get, and he was lucky to get that much. At that, she dropped her hands from his shoulders and turned to race up the stairs to change. She wasn't sure how he'd get home, but he was a smart guy. He'd figure it out. She tore out of the nice clothes she had been wearing and grabbed a pair of jeans, a black sweater, tugged on a pair of riding boots, and shrugged quickly into a leather jacket that had been hanging in her closet. All the while, her thoughts raced across what her options were in this scenario. Sebastian wasn't just asking whether she was willing to sell her brother out. That alone was a tougher decision than anyone could realize. Dallas was the only family she had, technically. Sure, she had Rogan, but Dallas was her blood, asshole or not. She'd been responsible for him for so long, she was like a mother to him. She'd had to bail him out more times than she even cared to count at this point. Would this time really be any different when it came down to it? Now, though, her loyalties were being tested. Her blood or her business. Blaine was her employee. And her staff at the lounge had been like family to her for years as well. They counted on her to lead them and take care of them. She always had and figured she always would, but how could she protect Blaine and Dallas at the same time now? She'd known Blaine for years, knew his sister, Kelly, and his girlfriend, Birdie, whom he'd met nearly 2 years ago. Blaine had always done right by her. She couldn't help but feel responsible now for the predicament they were in, for allowing Dallas's shenanigans to have gotten this far. She pulled her hair back as she raced back down the stairs, tying it into a low ponytail in preparation for the ride she was about to take, all the while cursing her brother and hoping the feeling radiating out of her gut was wrong.